Morning, I'm Paul Qualia, the Director of APAC Assistance. I'm doing an overview of the major issues in South Asia that may affect businesses. Firstly, in Sri Lanka this Wednesday, the 16th of January. Yesterday, Economic Reforms and Public Distribution Minister Harshita Silva said that the government had prepaid the $1 billion borrowed by the previous regime in January 2014 through international sovereign bonds. Sri Lanka is in an economic crisis with a debt of USD 21 billion and a depleted foreign exchange reserve of 8 billion USD. The finance minister and the governor of the central bank are visiting the International Monetary Fund in Washington, D.C. this week. They're expected to negotiate a resumption of the economic assistance program, which was suspended last year during the political crisis in the country. Prior to a deal, the IMF is expected to insist on major economic reforms to ensure a faster economic recovery and a more stable economy. Clients are advised to monitor the economic situation and be aware of the possible tax reforms if the economic assistance resumes from the IMF. It could also lead to anti-austerity protests. Pakistan. Yesterday, Prime Minister Imran Khan said that the chaos in the National Assembly sessions this week is due to the ongoing anti-corruption operations by the National Accountability Bureau. The corruption cases against prominent politicians of the opposition parties have caused protests by the supporters across the country. Former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif of the Pakistan Muslim League Party was convicted, and several cases against his family are ongoing. Opposition parties have accused the government of using law enforcement agencies for their own political interest. Clients are advised to monitor political developments in Pakistan closely. Conviction of prominent politicians may cause protests and demonstrations in major cities. Monitor APAC assistance alerts and advisories for further updates. And of course, our members will get their detailed assessments of these situations as they arise. Non-members can check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can purchase our East Asia Pacific or South Asia risk management memberships, or buy our assessments on a pay-for-view basis. Thank you.